www.sportsradio.com. Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, Colorado Pharmacist number 12275, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and eczema and psoriasis and rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a peek at the shopping cart we have up there with all the Youngevity products that you hear advertised on the program, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex that you add to water and drink. We've also got the Ultimate EFAs up there and the Healthy Start Pack and the Ultimate Enzymes. It's all up at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to start a Youngevity business or you want to contribute to the mission of helping the world understand how important it is to get on a good nutritional supplement program. Click on the Join Now link for a one-time $10 fee. You can start a business. You can also get your products wholesale. Click on the Join Now link at brightsideben.com, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or anybody at the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit about the B vitamins today, specifically talking about vitamin B3, niacin, as it turns out. This interesting vitamin, while it's not known for having immune-boosting properties, it may, at least according to an article that was published last week, it may actually be very important for boosting your immune system. It may be a weapon in the fight against antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Vitamin B3, niacin, is a vitamin that is so important for good health that if you're deficient in this stuff because you're not supplementing or because you're not eating correctly, your body will actually make at least a small amount of niacin to keep you going. That's pretty important. The body doesn't make a lot of vitamins. In fact, it doesn't make any vitamins, with the exception perhaps of vitamin D, which technically is not a vitamin, but the body will make niacin because it's extremely, extremely important. It's multifunctional. It plays so many roles, so many different roles in the body that a case could be made for niacin being the most versatile vitamin in the body. Niacin and its cousin niacinamide, both of which are referred to somewhat confusingly as vitamin B3, niacin, niacinamide, vitamin B3, these things stand out in importance when it comes to brain health. Vitamin B3 can be an effective way to deal with emotional disorders in children, ADHD, Alzheimer's disease in the elderly, schizophrenia, autism, depression, anxiety. It's very important for the digestive system. It's very important for the skin. And ultimately, niacin deficiency will kill you. In fact, in medical school, doctors are taught about the 4 D's of niacin deficiency disease, which is technically called pellagra, The four D's are diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. Before we knew about vitamins and what vitamins were and what vitamin deficiency diseases were, pellagra was one of the most feared of all diseases, and it was especially common in cultures that derived much of their calories from corn. Especially South American cultures and South American Indian cultures, they'll actually process their corn with lime, which can add or actually extract or process niacin to prevent deficiency diseases. One of the manifestations of niacin deficiency disease on the skin is redness and rashes, especially on areas of the skin that are exposed to the sun. The sun can exacerbate skin sensitivities. In the 18th and the 19th century, indigent field workers who were working in the Deep South were eating a lot of corn. They were getting the bulk of their calories from corn, which was cheap and plentiful, and corn doesn't have very much niacin in it. So the folks who were getting a lot of their calories from corn were coming down with pellagra, which ultimately became an epidemic in the South. One of the major signs of pellagra is red rashes, especially around the face and neck. In fact, an early historical term for pellagra was mal de la rosa, which means in Spanish redness disease. And this red feature around the face and the neck of pellagra victims is where Southern folks got the term rednecks. That's an interesting little nutritional historical fact for you. These days in the United States, pellagra is a pretty rare occurrence. But unfortunately, the rarity of the full-blown disease state of pellagra has lulled many folks into complacency when it comes to the importance of niacin, and thus the emergence of something called subclinical pellagra. Subclinical is basically a way of saying not bad enough that you need to go to the hospital, but still bad enough that it's going to cause some health concern. For example, while a full-blown pellagra, full-blown niacin deficiency can induce severe diarrhea to the point of death, the manifestations of mild niacin deficiency, subclinical pellagra, or subclinical niacin deficiency may just be occasional or even a chronic mild diarrhea. Or while pellagra in its most dramatic form may cause dementia, mild subclinical niacin deficiency may cause forgetfulness, or maybe memory problems, or you may just chalk things up to being too busy, or maybe to aging, your brain's not working as well as it should, and that could just be a manifestation or a case of subclinical niacin deficiency. This whole notion of subclinical is super important because most medical professionals, doctors especially, assume that RDAs for nutrients are sufficient, not realizing that the RDAs do not protect against subclinical manifestations of nutrient deficiency. The RDA for niacin, for example, is around 15 milligrams a day, which is great if you're trying to stave off a big-time deficiency disease like pellagra. But if you have some kind of memory problem or learning impairment, or if your kid has ADHD or aggressive behavior or emotional disturbances, or if you're battling occasional diarrhea, 15 milligrams a day of niacin may not be enough. 15 milligrams a day of niacin may not be enough. 15 milligrams a day may keep you from getting full-blown pellagra, but it may not be enough to stave off subclinical pellagra. And this whole idea of subclinical health issues and the RDAs being set up to prevent major clinical diseases cuts to the very heart of why the RDAs are ridiculously low. That's why I call them the ridiculous deprivation allowance. And this is why it is so important to nutritionally supplement and to nutritionally supplement generously, with abundance. By the way, according to the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine, which is an absolutely indispensable source of nutritional info if you're scientifically minded, the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine says that a good dose of niacin for mental health issues is 1,000 milligrams taken 3 times a day. The recommended daily allowance is 15 milligrams. According to the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine, a good dose of niacin is 3,000 milligrams a day. That's 200 times the recommended daily allowance. Now, considering Dr. Abram Hoffer is a big part of the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine, and he is the world's preeminent researcher on niacin and clinical medicine, I think I'm going with the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine and not some government recommendation. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue our discussion when we come back from our break on The Bright Side.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,694.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,736.65, $868.33 for a half ounce, or $434.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,736.65, $868.33, and $434.16.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, you can review anything you like. Got all the shows up there since, I think, August of 2010. A lot of good Bright Side information. You'll also find a shopping cart up at brightsideben.com. with all the longevity products and videos and articles that explain the Bright Side philosophy, and a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to help educate the world about the importance and the power of nutritional supplementation. Our phone number today is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health, nutrition, if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a success story, we'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. Okay, we're talking about niacin, vitamin B3. This is all in terms of antibiotic resistance. An article came out last week in the Journal of Clinical Investigation that talked about vitamin B3 using niacin to upregulate your immune system. Niacin's got multiple benefits. It may be the most versatile of all the vitamins. It's indispensable for mental health, mental well-being. It's super important for the digestive system, and it's got wonderful, wonderful skin health properties. I'll be talking about that here in just a moment. As far as bacteria and bacterial resistance are concerned, last week we talked about MRSA, M-R-S-A, methicillin-resistant staph aureus, the so-called flesh-eating bacteria. We talked about how MRSA's recently acquired an ability to survive antibiotics, and according to this article in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, researchers found that high doses of vitamin B3 in the niacinamide form, that's the converted form of niacin, high doses of niacinamide upregulated bacterial fighting properties in experimental mice. In other words, high doses of niacinamide, by high doses I'm talking about the equivalent of around 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day, many times higher than the paltry 15 milligram a day recommended daily allowance. High doses of niacin strengthen the immune system enough to allow it to fight off bacterial infections, including staph bacteria associated with MRSA. Now, this immune-boosting benefit of niacin is something that I've been exploring as a skincare formulator for the last 15 years. As it turns out, vitamin B3, both as niacin and niacinamide, can be topically applied to acne-prone skin to improve blemishes. It has anti-inflammatory benefits, and it can also improve blood flow to the skin. And this is when you put the niacin right on top of your skin. Niacin has anti-inflammatory benefits, as I said. It has antibacterial benefits, and these benefits are amplified when they're in the presence of the mineral zinc. Back in the late 1990s, I remember reading a paper, and then I formulated a product called drying lotion that was made with zinc and vitamin B3, and drying lotion is made to be applied right on pimples to speed up their healing, and the same product can work on mosquito bites and as a preventative topical for ingrown hairs. You can find out all about drying lotion if you do a Google search for Sanita skincare and drying lotion. All these features take advantage of niacin's abilities to improve oxygenation and reduce inflammation, and you don't have to have zits or ingrown hairs or mosquito bites to take advantage of topically applied niacin. Topically applied vitamin B3 can provide general anti-aging skin health benefits. It can help protect the skin's barrier. It can help reduce water loss. It can improve skin moisturization. It can improve the production of skin proteins. It has a stimulating effect on skin fats. It's anti-inflammatory. You can use it for rosacea. You can use it to improve irritation, skin rashes. It can improve darkening of the skin, hyperpigmentation, especially the hyperpigmentation, the skin darkening that occurs after wounding or after the appearance of pimples. And most interestingly, topically applied niacin can improve the structure of the skin and smooth out wrinkles. The word pellagra for niacin deficiency disease is actually derived from the term in Latin for rough skin. So niacin has got some tremendous topical skin benefits. It can actually inhibit skin cancer too, especially skin cancers that are related to sun exposure. And I'm talking here not just about taking niacin, which is definitely something you want to do on a regular basis, but I'm talking about topically applying, in other words, putting niacin right on your skin. You can add niacin powder directly to your favorite cream or lotion. Niacin is water soluble. It'll go right into your cream or your lotion or your gel for that matter. Make sure you add it fresh and don't let it sit in your product for more than a few hours. The vitamin B3 is going to eventually break down as it contacts moisture. One of the alternate names for niacin is nicotinic acid. Niacin, in fact, is synonymous with the term nicotinic acid. And hidden in the term nicotinic acid is a clue to the health importance of niacin. Nicotinic acid, as the name implies, chemically similar to niacin. In fact, before we called vitamin B3 niacin, it was referred to as nicotinic acid. Back in the 1940s, the American Medical Association was under some pressure from anti-tobacco lobbying groups. They wanted to change the name. The anti-tobacco groups didn't like the name nicotinic acid, so the American Medical Association actually took the term nicotinic acid and contracted it, taking the NI from nicotinic acid and the AC from acid and combining it, adding an IN at the end. Thus was born the term niacin. But niacin is still nicotinic acid, and nicotinic acid, as the name implies, is chemically similar to nicotine. And nicotine is a nervous system chemical of the most fundamental importance. Did you ever wonder why it is so hard to quit smoking cigarettes? If you're an ex-smoker, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a smoker, you know what I'm talking about. Quitting smoking cigarettes is one of the hardest habits, one of the hardest addictions to break, and it's because the body has a fundamental, intimate relationship to nicotine. The activity of a huge part of the human nervous system, of the animal nervous system, of all animals, is activated by nicotine. Vast areas of the brain are turned on by nicotine, especially the relaxation nervous system. Remember, there's two nervous systems. You have a stress nervous system that helps you combat stress, and you have a rest and digest nervous system that helps activate the relaxation response. Well, nicotine turns on the relaxation nervous system. That's why the military is spending millions of dollars a year studying nicotine. Nicotine has chemical warfare applications. Nicotine is so relaxing, it turns on the relaxing nervous system so effectively that enough nicotine in the right form will kill you. It'll paralyze you and your respiratory tract. That's the ultimate in relaxation, folks. Paralysis, especially paralysis of the respiratory tract. Nicotine poisoning will cause a miserable death, and of course that makes the folks at the Defense Department very, very excited. I remember when I was a pharmacy student, I had an internship working in a pharmacology lab that specialized in nicotine research. Our budget was largely funded by the Defense Department, and we had a lot of money. I remember one of my jobs was to inject mice with nicotine and nicotine-like substances and then run the mice through mazes, and mice on nicotine don't run very well. Nicotine relaxes the nervous system, and that's why people have such a hard time giving up cigarettes. All right, we'll continue our discussion on nicotine and vitamin B3 niacin. I think we'll continue it tomorrow. We'll take your phone calls and come back for a break. 866-582-9933 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here, folks. We'll continue talking about vitamin B3 tomorrow, and I'll tell you about the connection between vitamin B3 and nicotine. And if you're trying to quit smoking cigarettes, or if you know somebody who is trying to quit smoking cigarettes, you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about a relationship between vitamin B3 and smoking addiction, and perhaps using vitamin B3 to quit smoking. We'll talk about that tomorrow on The Bright Side. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart and make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex powder that you add to water and drink. It'll cost you around $50 for a canister of the stuff, and if you're like most folks, you are going to notice a change in your health status within one or two doses. Most people notice more energy. If you're dealing with blood pressure problems, or if you're dealing with immune issues, or if you're just not feeling as good as you might, if you're like most folks, you're going to notice a difference in your health within one or two doses of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it on my website, brightsideben.com. Okay, 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's take our first phone call of the day. Leo in Oregon. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. Great show, man.
Thank you, Leo.
I'm going to have to listen to that one again. I didn't realize niacin was such a powerful substance and so necessary for our well-being.
Yeah.
So I'll have to re-listen to this tract again.
Check out Dr. Abram Hoffer, who's written a whole bunch of stuff. Google Abram Hoffer, A-B-R-A-M-H-O-F-F-E-R. He's got a lot of really, really good stuff on niacin. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Leo. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. And as always, I have tons of questions, but today I was just going to ask you about pericarditis.
Okay.
My friend's wife is suffering from it, and it's from my understanding, it's an inflammation of the membrane that surrounds her heart.
That's correct.
And she's been undergoing medical treatment for it from a specialist, I believe, somewhere down in Phoenix, Arizona. So I wanted to see if you might give some insight on that. And
do you know what they're doing? Do you know what they're doing for her? Are they giving her antibiotics? How are they treating her?
No, I don't know what treatment she's receiving. I haven't discussed it in detail. I thought that you might be able to shed some light on it so I could understand it a little better and perhaps persuade my friend to catch your show.
Okay, well, the pericardium is the lining of the heart, as you said, and whenever you hear the word or the suffix itis, I-T-I-S, you're dealing with an inflammation. Hence, pericarditis is an inflammation of the pericardium, which is a membrane that lines the heart. It's an inflammatory issue. It's an inflammatory health issue. Now, there's all kinds of reasons why you can have pericarditis, just like there's all kinds of reasons why you can have any kind of inflammation. Viral infections, bacterial infections, fungal infections, all of these can cause pericarditis, but there's also something called idiopathic pericarditis. And idiopathic is a medical term that basically means we have no idea. And approximately one out of every three or one out of every four cases of pericarditis are said to be idiopathic. That means they don't know what causes them. The way I would be dealing with pericarditis is the way I would, as long as it wasn't an infectious kind of condition. If it's infectious, then you do need probably antimicrobial kinds of things like antibiotics and antifungals, whatever's causing the infection. But if it's a idiopathic inflammatory condition, you want to deal with it the way you deal with any kind of inflammation. Number one, most importantly, and this is any kind of inflammation, folks. And by the way, inflammation is lurking behind almost all chronic degenerative diseases. Probably behind all chronic degenerative diseases. I don't care if it's osteoporosis or Alzheimer's disease or cancer or heart disease or whatever your favorite particular brand of degeneration is, lurking behind it, more than likely you're going to find some kind of inflammatory condition. So understanding how to deal with inflammation is key, whether you have pericarditis or whether you have arthritis or whether you have any kind of inflammatory disease or any inflammatory condition. First and foremost, you have to stop the stream of pro-inflammatory factors into the body. As we said many, many times in this program, there's only three ways things get into the body. They get into the body through the respiratory tract, that is, you breathe them in. They get into the body through the skin. Somehow you have a burn or you have a cut or you have some kind of opening in your skin and stuff gets through. Or the large majority of times, the stuff gets into the body through foods. So if you're going to deal with the entrance of pro-inflammatory factors in the body, that means, for the most part, you're dealing with food. Now, this is good news and bad news. It's bad news because it means your favorite foods are going to be things that you're not going to be able to use, and it's good news because it's so easy to do. If you're dealing with any kind of inflammatory condition, folks, and you want to eliminate the influx of inflammatory factors into the body, the biggest, most important choice you can make is to change the way you eat. Sugar, refined flours, trans fatty acids, hydrogenated fats, processed foods of all kinds are all pro-inflammatory. Vegetables, high-quality protein, essential fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. Vitamins are anti-inflammatory. Minerals are anti-inflammatory. So the first thing you want to do if there's an itis associated with whatever you're dealing with, as in pericarditis, is stop the flow of pro-inflammatory substances in the body and get on a good nutritional supplement program. Make sure you're eating veggies like they're going out of style. Make sure you're getting your essential fatty acids. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Use anti-inflammatory nutrients like probiotics and digestive enzymes. And by the way, digestive enzymes are remarkably important for inflammatory conditions that affect the vascular system. So I'd be, Leo, I'd be telling your friend about the ultimate enzymes if I were you. That can, that alone can make a huge difference, as well as the essential fatty acids and as well as the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So you want to deal with pericarditis or any itis as if it was an inflammatory condition, avoiding the entrance of pro-inflammatory substances into the body, and putting the anti-inflammatory nutrients in replacement, especially vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, and probiotics. And you can also use digestive enzymes. And please don't forget about vitamin C, which is wonderfully, wonderfully anti-inflammatory for all inflammatory conditions, but especially inflammatory conditions that affect the blood or the cardiovascular system. Get the book, have your friend get the book by Matthias Rath, Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks. It has a great explanation of how important vitamin C is to the cardiovascular system. Vitamin C is one of those vitamins that, because it's everybody knows about it, we don't talk as much about it as we might, but it's stupendously important. It's almost not even fair to compare it to other vitamins. That's how important vitamin C is. And as we said before, animals make their own vitamin C. Human beings are among the very few animals, along with primates, certain types of primates and gorillas, and guinea pigs that don't make vitamin C. So you got lots of options there for pericarditis, most especially avoiding the influx of pro-inflammatory substances and getting those anti-inflammatory nutrients into the body as well. Thanks so much for calling, Leo. Thanks for your kind words. Appreciate it as well. All right, moving on. Lee in Missouri, what's going on?
Ben, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's cooking?
I'd like to ask a couple questions, if I may.
Sure.
Your talk on the niacin prompted a question I had for a long time. Once I took a large amount of niacin, and I started itching all over.
Okay, that's a great question, actually. I was going to get to that tomorrow, but we'll talk about it when we come back from a break. Can you hang tight, Lee? I got to take a commercial. Hang on, and we'll get your question. We'll get to all your questions when we come back. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. All right, 866-582-9933 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale starting today. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side, folks. I am Pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, go to my website, brightsideben.com, or give the Brightside Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. We're talking to Lee in Missouri about the niacin flush. Are you there? Are you there, Lee?
I'm here.
Okay, so what you experience is very common. It's called the niacin flush. A couple things about it. Number one, it's caused by niacin's very dramatic ability to improve blood supply, improve blood flow, improve oxygenation. This is all a good thing, but when you first do it, niacin, especially if you do a little bit too much niacin, the vasodilation, the blood vessels opening up, is pretty extreme, and you'll get hot and flushed and warm and red and itchy, and it can be somewhat unpleasant. It does go away after about half an hour or so, and you do develop tolerance to it. So after you have the niacin flush for a couple, three, four doses, you tend to not have it anymore. If that was, if you're out there listening, you have the niacin flush, what you want to do is you want to do smaller amounts of niacin. That's one thing you can do, and build yourself into a bigger dose gradually. Another thing you could do is you can use niacinamide rather than plain niacin. Niacinamide will not cause the niacin flush. There are some different properties that niacinamide has. If you're trying to use vitamin B3 to lower your cholesterol, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, vitamin B3, as it turns out, is a wonderful, wonderful way to drop your cholesterol if you're on a statin drug. If you're trying to use vitamin B3 to do it, you can't use the niacinamide form. You got to use the flush niacin, or you can use another form of niacin called inositol hexanicotinoate. Inositol hexanicotinoate, and that's also no flush niacin. So you can take your niacin in smaller doses. You can use the niacinamide form, or you can use the inositol hexanicotinoate form. And then the last thing you might want to consider if you're concerned about the niacin flush is to use timed release niacin, and that will tend to minimize any occurrence of the flush. And another thing you could do, by the way, is you can take your niacin with food, and that will also tend to diminish the intensity or the frequency of the niacin flush. So a lot of alternatives here dealing with the niacin flush. It's somewhat common. And I get calls periodically because I sell a B-complex product at Sanitas. And we get calls maybe once a month or so from somebody who's taken too much of the B-complex and has experienced the niacin flush. So that's a very good question. And I think I'm actually going to get into that a little bit tomorrow for you folks who are just tuning in. All right. Did you have any other questions, or was that it, Lee?
Yes, I do. The main question I called in for.
Sure.
My aunt, she had a bladder infection, and okay. She went into the hospital to have it taken care of.
Okay.
And they wouldn't give her her own doctor. They gave her an off-the-shelf doctor.
Okay.
And he gave her sulfa drug, which okay. She was allergic to. She went into a coma, and for over a month, she didn't recognize anybody, including her own sister.
Oh, my gosh.
And she couldn't use her legs, and she evidently got over that. But then she developed these white patches on her arm, and now they're showing up on her face.
Oh, wow. That sounds like an immune condition. It sounds like vitiligo to me. Are you familiar with that condition, vitiligo?
Yeah, I read about it on the internet there.
Did it look like, does that look like what your aunt has?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see him. My mother told me about him, and I didn't see him personally.
Well, I'm going to assume it's vitiligo. Other than that, without looking at it, I can't tell you what that is. Vitiligo is an autoimmune disease. That's where the body's immune system becomes so sensitized, so active, so hypersensitive that it jumps on itself, basically, hence the term autoimmunity. Instead of the immune system attacking the enemy, it attacks itself. It attacks the body. Autoimmune diseases come in all kinds of varieties. There's over 100 different ones. You can have autoimmune diseases of the nerves. You can have autoimmune diseases of the joints. You can have autoimmune diseases of skin cells. You can have autoimmune diseases pretty much of any part of the body. If you have autoimmune diseases, an autoimmune disease, an immune condition where the body attacks the pigment-making cells, that is your melanocytes, your cells that make pigment, you'll end up with these white patches, and that is called vitiligo. The way you deal with vitiligo is the same way you deal with any autoimmune condition, and that is to quiet down the immune system. This is so important, people. It's not where the autoimmune disease is occurring. It is that the autoimmune disease is occurring. It doesn't matter if it's in the nerves or the bones or the joints or the thyroid or the pancreas or anywhere else. It matters that it's occurring. The question you want to ask yourself when you have an autoimmune condition is, what is making my immune system so darn jumpy? Why is my immune system so active? And almost always, you're going to find that you're dealing with something that is getting into the body that is triggering that immune response, usually through foods. So the first thing you want to do for your Aunt Lee or anybody out there who's dealing with an autoimmune disease is link up digestive symptoms to foods. Now, you may have to do some research. You may have to start paying attention to digestive symptoms because a lot of folks don't realize they have digestive symptoms. So pay attention to how you feel after you eat certain foods. Pay attention to cramping, to heartburn, to bloating, to gas, to loose stools, diarrhea, constipation. You know all the things we talk about here all the time on the Bright Side. Pay attention to any of those symptoms and then connect them up to certain foods and then eliminate those foods. Step number one when you're dealing with any autoimmune disease, and I don't know for sure that that's what your aunt's got, but it sounds like that's what she's dealing with. Step number one, if you're dealing with any autoimmune disease, is eliminate immune system triggers. That means digestive system triggers, things that spark up digestive symptoms. Eliminate those foods. Step number one. Step number two is get that immune system so it's robust and vigorous and does not have to be so jumpy. And that means using nutritional supplements. Probiotics are stupendously important for the immune system. So is vitamin C. I'd be taking around 80 billion units of probiotics a day. Use the R Garden probiotics if you're using longevity products. Get on a couple thousand to 3,000 or 4,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. You can get that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. We spent the last couple days talking about how important niacin is for the immune system. 1,000 milligrams, 2,000 milligrams of niacin can be helpful in conjunction with the entire B-complex. For you guys who are now up on niacin, you're thinking you might want to supplement with niacin. Make sure you're taking your niacin with the entire B-complex. Vitamin E is also very, very important for the immune system. 400 international units a day of vitamin E can be helpful. Selenium, absolutely vital for the immune system. 200 to 400 micrograms a day of selenium. using anything that will help you make glutathione. Remember, glutathione is the body's primary disease fighter. Glutathione is made up of glutamine, glycine, and NAC. Around 400 milligrams of NAC is a good place to be. Get yourself on whey protein, which is a good source of glutamine and glycine. Use the glucogel caps, which is a good source of glycine. Use straight glutamine, maybe 5 grams a day. That's nice, a nice place to be. Alpha-lipoic acid, we've talked about that in the past. That's also very important for the immune system. Around 200 to 400 milligrams a day of alpha-lipoic acid is something you want to think about. And then just get yourself on, or have your aunt get on, a good all-around nutritional supplement program. And I can tell you, Lee, I don't know what's causing, I don't know the exact cause of her skin condition, but I can tell you, if she does everything we just talked about, eliminating digestive triggers, foods that spark digestive symptoms, getting on a good vitamin C supplement, using probiotics, getting on the BTT and the R Garden product, vitamin E, alpha-lipoic acid, building glutathione, glucogel caps, using protein, there's so many different things we could do to help support and to build the immune system, guaranteed 100%. She's going to be feeling better, and there's a good chance that her skin condition will improve as well. Thanks so much. Appreciate your call, Lee, from Missouri. And sorry, that's all the time we have for today. Apologize to you guys who are on hold. If you call back tomorrow at 866-582-9933 and let my call screener know that you were on hold and we didn't get you today, we'll get you first up on the Bright Side tomorrow. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate all you guys, folks. Appreciate all you listeners, I should say. If you're interested in learning more about the Longevity products, you want to take a peek at my website, brightsideben.com. Make sure you look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, look at the Healthy Star Pack, check out the Ultimate EFAs, check out the Ultimate Enzymes. They're all up there at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a shopping cart up, I'm sorry, a link up there that you can click on. For a one-time $10 fee, you can start a longevity business, you can make some money selling longevity products, you can get your products on AutoShip, and even more importantly, you can help educate the world about the importance and the power of a nutritional supplementation program. I don't care what you're dealing with, folks. I don't care what your favorite brand of degenerative disease is, whether it's diabetes or whether it's Hashimoto's thyroid or whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or osteoporosis. If you get yourself on a nutritional supplement program, if you make better lifestyle choices around the foods you're eating, there is a 100% guarantee that you are going to begin to feel better, and it isn't going to take you very long. Most folks will notice a difference as soon as they begin a nutritional supplement program, as soon as they begin to make better choices. All right, tomorrow on the Bright Side, we'll continue talking about niacin, and I'll tell you about quitting smoking and using niacin. We'll talk about some other forms of niacin that you could use if you're concerned about the flushing that some people get with vitamin B3 supplementation. We'll do all that tomorrow on the Bright Side. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.